Welcome to Chip Chat, Conversations in the Cloud, a weekly podcast with IT leaders who are driving the future of a software-defined infrastructure-based data center.
Hello, I'm Gary McCulley, and welcome to Chip Chat, Conversations in the Cloud. Today, I'm speaking with Jacob Cherian, VP Product Management and Product Strategy at Reduxio. Good morning, Jacob.
Good morning.
Start out by explaining at a high level what Reduxio does and what the value proposition is.
Reduxio is an enterprise storage vendor. Our vision as a company is to break down the silos that exist in the data center today. If you look at the storage infrastructure for customers, it is overly complex today. There's many silos of storage and many silos of capability. If you look at a typical customer, he might have primary storage, he has secondary storage, he might have tools that take the data from his primary storage system to his secondary storage system. And if you look at primary storage, it's not just one type of storage. A customer might have multiple types of primary storage. The reason is the customer needs different classes of storage because the customer has different classes of applications. It does not make sense that the customer runs all his applications against just one type of storage. If you go into the data center today, the different silos of storage and the different silos of capability make the storage infrastructure unnecessarily complex. And it is not that technology does not exist to unify the silos. It's just that the industry has grown up in a certain way, and companies have been formed that live within those silos. And it is Reduxio's goal to collapse these silos and provide a storage platform that ends up simplifying the customer's storage infrastructure.
Tell us a little bit about the Reduxio HX550, your enterprise flash storage system.
The Reduxio HX550 is our first product. It's an enterprise flash storage solution. It is built for the most demanding enterprise application. The unique feature that we provide with the HX550 is our backdating technology. The backdating technology is enabled by the TimeOS, which is our storage operating system, and it is a completely new way of looking at storage architecture. If you think of traditional storage system, volume has been the center of the architecture of these storage systems, which is why you have snapshots in storage systems. In a Reduxio system, in the HX550, we no longer have snapshots. With backdating, what you can do is you can take any volume in the system and go back in time second by second. And the way we do that is because we make data the center of our operating system, of our architecture. By making data the center of the architecture, we're able to record when data arrives on our system and therefore allow you to actually recover any volume in our system at a second granularity, which compared to snapshots is a big leap forward given that in most snapshot-based systems, you cannot get a recovery point that is closer than 15 minutes.
So you're making snapshot unnecessary.
We're also eliminating that complexity that exists today with managing snapshots.
This product, is it all flash storage, or is it a hybrid, or does it come in a couple different storage media flavors?
We have built around the concept that in the future, customers will use different types of media because customers need different classes of storage to support the applications. A core part of our technology is our tiering engine. What is unique about a tiering engine is that it operates at a very fine granularity, and it's continuous, and it's very reactive to changes in workload. It is also designed to be multi-tier. So today, the product that we have, the HX550, uses a combination of flash as a primary tier and disk drives as a secondary tier. In the future, you can think of a product that actually has two tiers of flash, with the third tier being in the cloud, or using the next generation of solid-state media like Intel's 3D XPoint devices as the first tier, with large amounts of 3D NAND as the second tier, and then potentially an external spinning media device as the third tier, or using public cloud as a third tier.
Okay, sounds great. I understand that you can do inline, in-memory deduplication and compression, and as you described, real-time tiering between the media types, one of the first of its kind to do so.
That is correct. So we take advantage of Intel's process technology to do inline, in-memory, global deduplication and compression. We bring data into the system. Before the data is placed in our memory cache, we do dedupe and compression, and the data that sits in cache is deduped and compressed. After that, all data movement in the system from memory cache to the primary tier, from the primary tier to all further tiers in the system, deals with dedupe and compressed data. This provides huge benefit in performance, and also minimizing the amount of data that we have to move between the tiers. And because the deduplication is global, provides the best efficiency possible for any given data set.
Jacob, tell us a little bit about the no restore capability.
So no restore is the new capability in the TimeOS. And if you remember what I talked about previously about our vision of unifying different silos of capability in the data center, no restore is our new capability that builds data protection natively into the primary storage system. This eliminates the need for traditional techniques for data protection like backup and replication. No restore allows a Reductio system to use any S3 compatible object store or an I2C storage system as a repository to keep data protection information. Basically, what we do is a protected volume sends data at user-specified intervals to the repository. When the data is moved, it's moved in fully deduped and compressed form, and we only send data incrementally to the repository. Now, on the repository, what we end up with is a collection of points to which that source volume can be recovered. If a disaster happens or the user wants to recover a given volume, any Reductio instance can attach to that repository and instantaneously recover data from the repository. So the volume is made available instantaneously while the data is trickled from the repository to the primary storage system in the background. Writes are always done locally, so there is no performance penalty on the writes. On a read, if the data is not locally available, it is fetched from the repository. Meanwhile, the system is preferentially bringing data back from the repository into the primary system to complete the restore. By integrating public cloud infrastructure into the primary storage infrastructure, we're also providing the on-ramp to hybrid IT.
Talk a little bit as we wrap up here about the relationship between Reductio and Intel.
Reductio has a great relationship with Intel. The Reductio software runs on Intel platforms. In addition, we use Intel's acceleration libraries to provide performance optimization and for optimizing certain critical processes in the system that are related to data deduplication, compression, and encryption.
So where can people go to find out more about your products and services?
You can visit us on our website at www.reductio.com or subscribe to our Twitter feed at Reductio Systems.
Thanks, Jacob, for spending time with us today, and best wishes to Reductio and continued success.
Thank you. It was great talking to you today.